רבי יוסי חזם, פרשת במדבר.
Thank you.
Where?
Mexico.
Oh.
Regards from Chabad. I know you.
Good morning. Chavit Chagashvulis Habalei Luteva. I want to start a new time for particular Shvulis, but the hectic. Let me. Everyone knows the Mishnah in the third parak of Pirkei Avos. The story of Rabbi Yannai said the same Rabbi Meir. If you forget one halacha from your teaching, the pasuk says, he guard, right? Then Tishka has a dvorim asheru inecho. Then the Mishnah says, Yochel afilu tokfal mishnos, a person that was in the gund. For daigetly forgot, but oinis. So therefore, says the Mishnah Talmud Levi pen yasuru miluvofa kol yimei chayecho and mishchayev nafshoi at sheyeshe v'yasiru milim. That's fine. Stel sich the obvious klotkash, all the meforshim ask. In context, in the parish of Veschanon, the pasuk is dealing about what? Right? And here Chazal are saying, I'm sitting in a besmedjer somewhere in Prestwich, and I'm learning that I have an isa lois to say, it's a raisa, it's a smachta, we can tumble, right? To get, forget divrei Torah. It was chayav benafshir. Gefarlecha einish. When you see also al derech zeh, the Gemara says in brachos lafchuf beis that when a person learns Torah, malhalu beimo beyira bereses ubezia afkan, that a person has to learn Torah. He's opening a Gemara shetosvis. He's learning ad kiveger. You have to learn it with the same. Emo, Yira, Reses, Vizay, as if he's standing by a wall called Yisrael, and the Eibishter rips off all the Zion Rokim, and there's this Galus of Ator Esoladas. We're telling here that to call Yisrael, there's a Yochid, that's Maimon Har Sinai, never to be repeated. Here I'm saying I'm just learning private. The Pshat is, everyone says, this famous Vas Emes in Parashat Dvorim, who brings from the Zaydik, the Sharim, the famous Pidach Adom. Rashi says on the Pasuk, Kichaluisui Ledaber Itoi, that after Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah to Moshe and Har Sinai, he repeated everything. He had to repeat everything to Moshe. Why did he have to repeat it? So Chazal say, Moshe could not, Moshe's Mifchor Min Anushi, the greatest human being who ever walked on planet Earth, could not grasp Torah. Because invariably, it's inevitable, there will always be a chasm, an incredible gap between the Rebbe, the teacher, the Noisin HaTorah, and the Mekabel HaTorah. So what did the Eibishter do for Moshe Rabbeinu, after everything is said and done, for the Eludisha, for him to be able to absorb and understand and internalize Torah, the Eibishter Kvayochel had to be Mitzamsim his Chochmah, l'fi Erech, the Hasoga, l'fi Erech, the Kalim of the Mekabel, even if you're handling with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Sfasemis also adds in Likutim, that's Pshat, the fifth sefer, is called Mishneh Torah. I mean, Mishneh Torah, if you beat it. Because just like there's an inevitable gap between the Rabbeinu Shalom was Ein Sof and Moshe Rabbeinu, there was an Ein Sof gap between Moshe Rabbeinu, Mifra Ben Anushi, and Kal Yisrael. Even when you're talking to Derdeya, and the Torah, Echle Amon, all the Meilis of that generation, they could not possibly understand what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, until Moshe gave them Mishneh, they had to repeat it, and again, he was Mitzamtzim himself, Lefi Erech, to Kalim. Al Derech said the base is Sro, Einigel in Tavshin Ches and Dvorim, says that's Pshat in the Ton of the Velio Rabbah, which we discussed countless times, that Chazal say, a Tamar Chachom, who's Yoshev, Vikoyre, Vishoyne, Vosik, Betoyre, Akodesh Baruch, who Yoshev, Vikoyre, Ushoyne, Vosik, Betoyre, Kinegdoy. What's a Kinegdoy? That they, I said the story last week, I think it was. I was just by the Kaver, by the Achbri Tua, the Liskereba, who was standing to go into his Rebbe, the holiest Machmish in Il, And the Gavi said, wait, the Rebbe is learning. What's that? He's standing there, the aim of beer, about to go into his Rebbe, and he heard the Rebbe is a shakavatari. There's a discussion. And then the door opens, and the Rebbe says, Mr. Rebbe, come on. He goes into the room, and there's no windows, there's no other exit, there's no other doors, right? So he's like, who was the Rebbe talking to? Who was the Yismach Moshe talking to before? He asked him. He was like, Kurim. So he said, don't you, incredulous thing, don't you know the Maimer Chazal, and the call Yoshe v'koyre v'shoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshe v'shoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine the godless of the Lizka Rebbe, right? To be able to hear the call of the Shekhinah, learning with Yismach. Imagine what it meant to be the Yismach Moshe, right? But what's that? The Kinegdu, he said to me, is the Eibishter has to be Mitzamtzum, the Torah, in order with the Erech, we should be able to be Mekabel. And therefore, we understand why we make Birchas HaTorah, we say, no, you say in HaTorah, B'loshen Hoiva. Because every time you're learning, whether you appreciate this, whether you understand this or not, the Eibishter is Koyre V'shoina Kinegdui. So, Kumt Ois, every time a Yid sitting by a Black Gimur in Manchester, right, there's another Matan Torah. It's another Mamish, he's reliving Maimon Hersidim. And if a person would appreciate this, your Fashaita, the Eimor Yir Reses Vazir would be awesome. And you'd never ever forget the Vritir. It's like the Eibishter teaching you Torah now. It's awesome. The emes is, I saw a sefer, a new sefer, Elef Hamogin, from the Baba Rosh Hashiva, from Nochem Eir German. He says, that's pshat why Zechiras Matan Torah is one of the Sheish Zechiras to be the Vahir, always have to remember. It means it's for Shloima, Shavuos. Famous Gemara in Psochim, Daf Samaches, Rav Yosef says, he made an igla tilsa, a banquet for delicacies for Shavuos, for Atzeres. Omar, he said, Ilav hayoyimu de kagorim kama Yosef iku b'shuk. If not for this day of Shavuos and Atzeres, there are many Yosefs, many Yosefs running around in the market, the book. Right? L'chure, if not for Matan Torah, if not for Atzeres, we'd all be bums, we'd be Romans, we'd be scavengers, we'd be Achmeizish. The colleagues are what the Rav Yosef Dafka says this. The Pshatis says that it's very shloima, right? That Matan Torah is a constant. It says, Yoyim asher amadet tol lifnei Hashem alikecho gechoyriv, ben tishkach es advorim asher ro ein lecho. The Tovit Tver Shloima, the Radomska says, to remember what happened at Sinai. To remember the Black Gemara you're learning now, you have to tap into the Chiras of Maimon Har Sinai. Because then you realize what there's an Eibishter who you hear the call God of Lo Yosef, and Rashi says Lo Yosef like Posik. Therefore, there was no Chazal say one of the Pirushim called God Lo Yosef. There was no Tzuriklang. What do you call an echo? The Rebbe wants to explain why was there no echo by the call of Har Sinai? Because in laws of physics, how do you have an echo? The sound waves, the mala, they take a hard substance, it bounces off. Oh, but by Maimer has seen the Kol Hashem, same thing, right? Is so powerful it penetrates, it permeates everything. There's nothing which is a hefsik to the Kol Hashem, and just like it permeates all Mokim, it infuses, it permeates all of Zman, and therefore the Kol Gadol Yosef Leipalsik is something which is permanent. And once a person hears the Kol Gadol, Chal the Sfasem says, Parshas Chanan. That we say every day, the creed of Judaism, so to speak, is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikeinu, Hashem Echad. That the whole tachlis of Yiddishkeit is to hear the call of Anuichi Hashem Elikech. Right? And Ilu Zochinu, we would be, and the Chazal say, Meheichon Yizochu Yisrael, the Kriya Shema from our Sinai. Right? And the end is I don't want to talk about it, just the Dome, there's a psycho. The Gemara famously says in Brachus of Samach Aleph, terrible tear of the Demisus Rabbi Kiva, one of the Asor HaRugi Malchus, the Circus Besorim, the Circus Barzel, and the Omer L'Tamid of Rabbeinu Akan. So he said, Kol Yoma, he's in the star, and the Yotzun Shmos in the Bachel, Yotzun Ashrech Rabbi Kiva, the Yotzun Shmosabech. What's the Shaila of the Talmidim, Rabbeinu Akan? They wanted him not to be Mavitzer Nefer. There's a famous story that Rav Shor brings from his, he heard from his father, Gedal Yishor, Mar Shimon Tervidas, that Rabbi Yitzchak Vurke, famous Vurke Rebbe, was going, waiting in line to go into the, I'm not sure, Kitzur Mazel. He was waiting to go into the Rishoner, and he saw the young child, a little child, Remarche Shragel, later became the Rebbe of Isyakim, one of the great tzaddikim of the generation. And he asked, "Nulan Herna Torah from your Tata?" So he said, "A small piece of wood cannot get a fire from a big piece of wood." So he said, "It's Havrok, whatever." And he went in and told him the chachma of the little boy. And he said, "Oh, I need to get kinder." When the holy Rishon himself was 3 years old, and Nebuch, he was came a yosim from his father. His father was a kodesh elyon. And his mother, the Balatanya, the Alter Rebbe, came to this shtetl where they lived. And his mother took him in her arms to see the Balatanya. And the little boy, Salik, who later became the holy Tzapakadish of Vision, he asked Alter Rebbe Akasha. What was the Akasha? Ayitze Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekein Hashem Echot. He's Moisir Nefesh, Achdusa Yisborech. So if you're Moisir Nefesh, give everything that you have away to the Bashefer. What's that? The next pasuk, "V'haftos Hashem lekecha b'chol levav b'chol nefesh." Chosish can leave, chosish can nefesh. You gave away everything to the Eibusher. But the catch of a little kidney like the grasshopper, right? So if Rebbe gave him a langa hesber for 2 hours, right? It's actually printed in the Kutei Torah. And the basic bottom line with Hakadosh Baruch Hu is that the concept in Sforim Akleishim of rotzei v'shuv. Rotzei is megit ois for the b'shefer, right? Out of the world, b'shuv nefesh. And then the Eibishter wants v'chai b'hem, so you have to come down again. So when you say Shema, there's actually a nigin that the tzaddikim, the Rebbeim, Chabad used to sing for Shema. It's like for Shema Yisrael. If you understand music, the Shema Yisrael part is a rotzoi, and the v'hafto is the Eibishter gives you tzrik, a leiv and a nefesh. You should be able to live around in this world. Something which is too, the fire, which is too big, too much of fun, it can't catch on. So the Eibishter always is a rotzoi, and then comes a shuv. The Alter Rebbe went back to Chassidim, he said, a little boy in Ukraine asked me a shayla when the Gdoyle Chassidim, the Bali Moichin, didn't ask that a shayla. Right? But the word is, by Matan Torah, what does it say? By every dibur of Aseres HaDibris, porchon nishmos, they died. And the Eibishter had to send the Tautchiyah to resurrect them. Al derech zeh, when a person, when a Rebbe Kiva said Shema Yisrael, right? Yosef Nishmosim, nor vach the mitzvah of Chaybahem comes down to Talchi, because Rebbe Kiva heard Takada that Noichi Hashem Alikach and Shema Yisrael. That's what Shema Yisrael means. Nor vach. So come to us, the Mesiras Nefesh of Shema Yisrael is never b'shleimus, because you got to live. So another mitzvah to do, another Bar Gemara to learn, another Chesed to do. Oh, but therefore you can't be mamish, literally surrender your soul by Shema Yisrael. As many tzaddikim, that was the chet of Nodav Aviyu, was the Rosh Yuchat HaRishul, the whole other discussed. Oy vazoy, by Rabbi Kiva, that what? That the Romans are killing him? Right? So what happened? Yosu Nishmosu Be'echot. Talmidim said, Rabbeinu, I can't, you're stopping here by the Messiah's Lever. What about the Shuv? He said, that's the whole purpose. Normally, I was mishduiking, I was craving, I was yearning to Mekayim, literally, of Krishna. Aber, now that that came to my hand physically, and I'm going to die anyway, now you could be Mishdur Nefesh, literally, by Krishna. That's Hashem. Now, Rebbe once said a vort, which I'll see them like Chosas Karu, was one of the, he said, he lived with this vort for 20 years. Shomer v'zocher b'dibur echot. And everything he hears and he sees, whatever, he has to have the echot, the Eibishter. Kuntoi, the vort I'm trying to bring out is Zechiras HaToyru. To be nizer from the Isra of Shichas HaToyru is inextricably linked to the Zechira of the Noisin HaToyru, of the Rabbeinu who's one with the Torah. The Fizei understands that Rav Shifke Rebbe brings that he once heard the Friday from the Holy Belzer Rebbe, supposedly Yogan Elenu, Ron Belzer, who said whenever somebody came to his father, the Marid of Belzer, Chaber Belzer, or Zayda, the Mittler Belzer Rebbe, and in his Kvittel he wrote the Bakosha that it should be Nifkot B'Zikorin, it should be Zoychot to have a good memory, they would always quote a word from the Rebbe Levin, from the Choyze, as Mechazert, right? Nicht as Mechazert gedenkt men, nor as Mechazert is as a school of Farsikor, Herafort. It's not, I said this before, it's not that if you chazer, you repeat learning 4 times, or 24 times, or 40 times, or 101 times, whatever Gemara you choose to, whatever. It's not pshat that there's some natural skula. If you learn something 101 times, you'll remember. It's a skula, it's a ruch diyastikar inyan, that if you chazer over your learning, you'll remember. Not natural. Why is that? What's pshat? So the Ma'arid explained, because only, because the etzem, this is what Rav Masrif Rebbe, like Vagluntai, explained in it. The emes is Torah is the chokhmah of the Rebbein Shalom. And the Rebbein Shalom is Ein Sof. So how could you, mere mortal, come from a tipa srucha, yeludisha, who seifel offer, how can you absorb the Torah of the Rebbein Shalom is Ein Sof? Impossible. And you could read, I'm sure you go to a bookstore, in a pop psychology, right? You have 1,001 books how to improve your memory. And that works for sociology, for anthropology, for zoology, for history. You can remember names and dates and all this, right? It works. I mean, there's a Pontic Rusa, the science of how to remember, how to overcome dementia, whatever. Right? Or Brisa Al's good in any of the ologies. But you want to chap the Torah of the Eberster, which is Elikus, which is Ein Sof, which by definition, by intrinsically above human, the mind, it's not based on a Dover Sikhli or Dover Gashmi. The only, all this occurring in the world won't help you. 100, 500 times will help you. Notice Haskula, the Bashefer, created, if you show that you learned Torah 101 times, Kumdois has a Chshivas Badir, so the Eibishter, Mito Kenegan Mito, will put into your brain cells his infinite Torah. Mitzamtzim is Torah. It's not a physical phenomenon, it's a gift that the Rebbein Shalom gives a person. Because you can't. He brings that his Shver. The old square Rebbe, he was an Edim in Belz. So he was once there, and there was Bachem coming privately to the Rebbe, people coming privately, but there was a lot of Oilam hanging around there, like a Kabbalah Sakol. And a guy came, like, privately. Every time he asked for Divrei Torah, he should go into his brain cells. So the Belz Rebbe, like, gave a clock, and he said, it hurts. The Baldover is by Kembashtein, as melent un melent abi chazernisht. What's pshat? Because you can learn and learn until the cow come home to roost, right? Aber, yeah, you enjoyed wisdom, you enjoyed the tifkat of a Gemara, you enjoyed a Baruch Ber, aber, when you chazer, people don't like chazer. The Gemara says, Yuma, kal shati kumi chazer. Reviewing is much harder than learning something new. Let me do this, it's interesting, it's inquisitive, your mind. The chazer over is the charaya that what? You're learning Torah not for your own intellectual work, because the Eibishter, the Bashefer told you. And therefore, the Eibishter gives you back this skula of your Havzikorn, because it's the Eibishter which counts in Torah. The Chavetz Chaim used to always tell us, always tell the Bachem in Radin, he met an old man in Radin, whose memory perhaps was not so great, but he always, in vivid colors and details, he told the Chavetz Chaim that 60 years beforehand, he remembers, like Mamish, like today, the day when the Tsar and the Tsarina passed through Shtetl Rad. Hello? Nothing else would happen 60 years ago, he remembers. Said the Chavetz Chaim, why? Hello? Because it was Davar Choshev by him. Something which is like, ah, wow. Right? You remember. I always say this all the time. There's a phrase in English, they say, we all have photographic memories, we don't bother developing the film. If you care about something, segeter on a nefesh, you'll remember. Right? That's the kshivas of Torah, misad at loyusinat Torah. The fees, I understand. There's a, I don't know the mocker, you're going to get a chsidim here, you'll know Yushalmi. I saw in the Shalom Truvish, Tirish V'Yitzer, the Ponskarov, he brings a Yushalmi, I don't know where it is, he doesn't quote it either place, who says someone who learns Torah Lishma will never forget his learning. There's a maisi you do. I've said this before. The Shafa Chaim, the Chlizberger Rebbe said, look at this. His elder is the Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam you do. I've said many times. They will choishish his son that he's blind. They had different seem a bit in there. So one day before he gave the shiur in front of Hunter Bachrim, his son Mshiheshel, with a tzaddik kovetelian, he turned the Gemara upside down. When it's up the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rishayim, and he's turning the pages, but upside down it the wrong way. So after that, he went crazy. You can't see. I can't tell my. One day he was already like acknowledged that he was a second door Rachman Ulzan. And a younger man came. You know, the younger man liked to show off there. The Baruch Tam was a Gana Ge'uy. He wanted to show off. He had a Gvaldi Ge'chidish. You know, Alumnus. Chidish. Chidushim that even weren't given to Moshe Narsi. Anyway, Akit Ramasa. So the Baruch Tam said, your whole Chiddush is Nistar from Arash for Plain. The Gemara is a bit crestful. He said, Lama Zayn, he says everything else. Took up the Rashba. The Gemara said, oh, he started reading the Rashba. And he realized it's Soyser, his Chiddush. So he changed a few words very strategically. When there was no steer. Okay, the Gemara left. The Baruch Tam was ill. And he had to go to bed. Right? And the family was not eating. He's out of his mind. He's like just depressed and morose. And they brought his son, Rabbi Shehashel, to see what's doing with Tati. They went to Baruch Tam. He told them the story. That he was mefalpel with this younger man. And he told him a chidish. And he told him this is from a Rashba. And he read it to Lashon Rashba. And completely he was wrong. He says, the Baruch Tam says, we have a Kabbalah from our Rebbe's. Baruch Tam wasn't the chosid. The Shver of the Rechayim, he wasn't the chosid. He said that someone who learns Torah Lishma doesn't forget. And here I forgot. Is the Charayim and the Shemayim that giving me a simin? No, I'm not learning Torah Lishma. I'm not learning Torah Lishma. It's like Lombich. So the Rishayim went to the Sforum Shafa, took out the Rashi, and read him the Lashon. Let's go. He swore he was right. He got up, shavlei sonai, and yeah. Oh, but the word here is if you learn Torah Lishma, you don't forget. Why? Because when you learn Torah Lishma, you're learning because there's an Eibishter in it. You're hearing the call of Anon, Nafi, Ksovis, Yehovah, and Eibishter puts in Torah. Just a hoyer, parenthetically. Now, who is the man, the Omer, that is called Shecheach, the Rechemi Mishnozoi? Rabbi, is it shame, Rabbi? Hello, Earth. You can't forget. This is like Remeir. What do you know about Remeir? Who is the author in Perek Vov? Remeir said, Kol Oisik B'Torah Lishma, Zichus Marhar. What do we know about Reb Meir? The Gemara is Reb Meir Shitasi. Gemara said Chagiga Daf Tzvov Lo Yarchenu Zov Zuchuches. Right, that Otmurasa Klipos, the Elu Divrei Torah Shekoshin Liknuysom Kichli Chesav Klizov, to absorb Torah is as difficult as buying gold, fine gold, whatever, or it's easy to break them like a klizgochus, like a piece of glass. Because Torah is Chachmas Seir Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's harder to acquire Torah than it is gold and whatever. And it's as easy to absorb Torah, to lose Torah, Rachman Lazan, like breaking a glass thing. That's Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says elsewhere that Rabbi Meir went to Ma'abr Shon in Ba'asyum. And there was no, Purim is coming up, you know, Yom Ha'abr and Chodjok. There's no Megillah. We wrote the Megillah Bahart. Says the Gemara, but halachi and alter, you feel ois achas shalim in aksav. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabavu, Shani Reb Meir, Dichsibu, Afapecha Yashul and Egdech. His eyes, his whole Torah was mamish as if it's right in front of him. Which is the difference, they say, Rechaim Volozhiner said, between his Rebbe Degro and his brother Abzemelo. They both were Bekim Leroy. His brother Abzemelo, Babel Yishalmi Tes after Kolat Erekula, he knew. The difference is my brother knows Kolat Erekula like you read Asher. The Gura, his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, he knew Torah not only like reading Ashrei Yashar, but Yashar V'Hafach. Backwards. You can only read Ashrei backwards. Try to think of Ashrei backwards. If you have a sinner, you can do it. Kumdei Tez Abachinah, that's Rabbi Meir, that's the Gura, whatever. Who the Torah was not only a Yashar, but Hafach. It's Lefich, the Chodesberger Rebbe says, Lefich Achnik, the Gemara said, Kiddush Nechlam, Lefich Achnik Ro, Rishonim Sofrim, Sheyu Soifrin Kol Oysia Shep the Torah, because it's in the computer, right? That means by them the Torah was so munuk, because they learned Torah Lishma, Ashrei backwards and forwards. That's the Madrega of Rabbi Meir. And now I understand Derech Agav, I think the Chodesberger says, the Gemara says in Brachas, Tavzat Yuzay, in many places, that a person who learns Torah Shaloi Lishma, Nebach Loishalik Nebach Shigas, Nebach Loishalik Nebach Shigas, Nebach Loishalik Nebach Shigas, why? Because if you learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, you won't remember. And if you don't remember, you'll be Gmal of Akazak, you'll have me say, hello? So I'm just saying this, Bederach Psycho, to the importance of the love of Shikha Satay. Hello? I'm going to say a Muslim word. I shouldn't say this, we're getting off the topic. I think one little word. I just saw some of Maggid said, I don't know if it's true, it's not that. Apparently, there was a fellow in Eretz Yisrael, an older man, who Nebuchadnezzar, he was suffering from dementia all the time. You lose it. Kitzur Maso, he had a vascular dementia. There was a new, the pharmacologist, whatever, developed a new pill. If you take this pill, it restores your mind. I was telling a story, I was cooking it last week, I had my drosha, and I don't know about a raisin for shoes. Who did you think of myself? But the problem was, it cost 6,000 shkalim for a pill. it wasn't the geder there. Shouldn't tarich. Or this old man, his einikul was getting married. Who was bova's einikul getting married? They scrounged together. They got the 6,000 shekel and they bought him one till. At least by the chasen as they don't have nachas. Kids are calls panim, the uncles, and this one coming all chaverim and yedidim and kravim, and agavaldik imamish is ufgelat, and you see that like a person sometimes has, I mean, you can see in their eyes is cloudy. They don't know what's like. You know, you see, they're not with us. They're not here, as we say. Suddenly he's alive. You could see the luminosity, the radiance in his eyes. He's mamish alat chuf, and after the chupa, he disappears. Those people who deal with older people, Nebuch, you know, have dementia, they sometimes get lost, they go for walks, you gotta call the police, and they hunt some missing emergency. No one can find him. So the Enoch went to scan, maybe they saw, he's an old man, till he crashes, they'll go around the block to find him. They found down the block of the wedding, the chasana hall, there's a besmerish. And he's sitting there learning Gemara. Zaydi, about the chasana, well, I have a few hours of lucidity that my mind is open. I want to learn. What it means to. Okay. Let me learn. That's by Derech HaDavar. Let me learn just to put halach and Shulchan Aruch and Alvarebbe Shulchan Aruch and Alvarebbe Shulchan Aruch. You see the following of Machlokes. Read the Losh and Alvarebbe and Alvarebbe and Alvarebbe and Alvarebbe and listen carefully. The Cholashicheich Tavar Echad Mi Mishnosi. You forget anything from learning. Machmas Shalei Chazar Ali Mudde Karoi. Because you haven't chazar properly. By the way, I always say, and Mishnah says, in the Mishnah we just quoted, Yinat Chayev Ad She Yeshev V'Yasirim Bilibe. What does the word Yeshev mean? Just Derech Agav. Any Chayev V'Shichas Atar Ad She Yasirim Bilibe. What a Yeshev is the Charayit this forum say, if you do nothing and you twiddle your thumbs, not that you watch television, you're a support manager of the United, whatever, you do something negative, you just sit there staring at the walls, then you're over the Issa, because you're if you're not, in other words, as I always tell my people, life is like trying to walk up a down elevator. Go into a department store. You have an elevator going down, escalator going down. You're trying in life, a yid, to walk up a down escalator. If you don't exert yourself, the inertia will take you down. If you're yesh, if you're bechinas, yeah. So therefore, if a person doesn't have the karoi malav akazi v'chay benafshe, we have favorable love toira. Okay. The chol mokiv shemri shomer a pen is a love. So to forget Torah is a love. The kiblu chachomim, that's the Alter Rebbe. She ain't a kosel b'davar b'aseres hadibris levad. They're only talking about aseres hadibris. As I said before, it seems in context. Elohu adin lechol atir. Therefore, Chazal learned from the same pasuk. Hisham lechol pen shmanach. Well, you pen tishkach ben yisurim levavcha. Vaydaitim levanecha levneivanecha. Yoyim asher amar lamdeinu. Gemara learned the kiddushin. Shekol malamir es ben benoy teira. Mal, yes? You have a chuyif learn all your son. Mishnah to levanecha. But even your grandchild. Vaydaitim levanecha ulev neivanecha. Why? It's talking about limit kol atayra kulu. Why then is it written in the context of Aseres HaDibris to teach you that someone who's Melamed is Ben Melech Teirim Allah because of Kilu Kilu Mishim? Fine. Okay. So the first, Chazal Makabel, the Pasuk, the Isser of Shicha, not only to Maim and Harsina, but to Kol HaTeir. We explained logically why it's called. Okay. Says the Alter Rebbe is Moisef. V'kam achshev shenichtu wa teiru shebal peh. V'yochel v'ayim b'sforim v'mashashochach. Today, the Churi, you would say, there's no Isser of Shichas HaTeir, because all of the Teir is now written. Open up a Gemara, open up a... What's the big deal? Nevertheless, says the Alter Rebbe, Ein ze moyul klum, the health gorge, the chas, badly, you shall know everything is printed. Ki miyad she shicheyach over belav, kuyvim she ayin. Immediately when you forget, immediately you're over the lav. Eat before you recoup your memory by looking in. K'moy b'yimeim, just like in the olden days before Torah Sheb Bal Peh was given to be written, she'oyver b'lav b'shash yichech af she'achar kach yachsov yishol mirabbo yilamdenu mashashoch. Even though you could, in the olden days also you have the option of going back to your Rebbe who taught you Bal Peh to review your learning. But just like there, once you forgot, in the olden days, you're over this lav, hu adin hocha, Bezman Hazeh, that this Teresh Al Peh is written, you're immediately over a lav for forgetting Teresh Al Peh. The Oid, Shem Mitzvah HaTorah LeYitshtemeh B'Shuni HaTorah LeYachlev LeYomer Dosilev. Torah law doesn't change. If there's an Isra of Shichas HaTorah, it applies even Bezman Hazeh, that means Shad, whatever, Teresecha, Eisas Lashem, Teresh Al Peh was written. The Gam Omer in the Rebbe as Haloimid v'sheicheyach doimel isha sheiledes v'gibres. A person who learns and forgets is like a woman who gives birth and buries her children. Now, first of all, the Rebbe's lashon is very, very. He starts off by the there's a ma'alav akosim v'chayim nisa v'shekazatayu, and it's a love. Then he explains why it's what applies even b'zman hazeh. Why it's learned from my Har Sinai, right? And why it's Shaykh even Bizman Hazeh, that Teresh Al Peh is written. And then he says two of the Chumras in the. It's like you're burying your children, it's as if you're going to Golus Labonov, David forgets you. The Chumras of the Israel, you should have put the Chachilah when he dealt with the Hisham Lacha and he dealt with the Lab. That's only at the end, like an afternoon, something going on here. Like, point number one, let's point out that point number one, this is a big machloikas. The machloikas being the Balatanya and Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's brought down in the Sefer Keseroish, printed in the Siddur HaGro, that Reb Chaim Volozhin said that Bizman Hazeh, that Teresh Al Peh is recorded, is written, there's no Isser anymore of Shichas HaTeir. You can always go back to the source. His great great grandson, the Griz, the Briskarov, explains in Chedusha Griz al Torah in Parshas Chanan that he l'shitas the Reb Chaim Volozhin learned the iser of Yishar Melacha, which is Hayim Chayev Benafshe Lasher, is because there has to be a Kabbalah of Mesiras HaTorah, an unbroken chain of Mesiras HaTorah. And once it's written, although you personally may not know, you're ignorant, you forgot, but you're not disrupting, you're not interrupting, you're not cutting that chain of Shalshalos HaKabbalah, that whatever, and therefore the Isser of Shichas HaTorah doesn't apply. Because you can always go back to the Sforim, it won't be forgotten. I must tell you that the Buchacher in two places in his Sforim also holds that sheet. All Shuvah from the Kleisberg and the Reativ. So the Chlebi, I'll let me take a sugya back and forth. The Shamal Yerov, and whatever.
How can you have an Isser that goes out of fashion?
How can you have an Isser? Because the reason doesn't apply, Bizman Hazeh. Once it doesn't apply, Bizman Hazeh. If the whole reason of the Yisoid of the Isser, because it will be Goyim. It's not cool since Shashelus Ha Mesoira. Then once it's written, it won't cause anything. In the olden days, when everything was learned orally, the Mesoira of Mishnah, you had to therefore chazar 101 times, right? Therefore, it applied. So the Chaim Volozhin hold and the Buchacher, both of them, doesn't apply this man. The Buchacher says, by the way, he's Messiah, right? Baruch Hashem, this is Yekorah Himibdim, because if Ibnish, Loimatsinu, Yodainu, Vraglainu, Bismanazer, that the Sheikh is Govram, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, we'll all be Oisfas, we'll all be dead. Baruch Hashem. But the Buchacher holds a different. Now the Rebbe has a big chumr that is for prohibited even Bismanazer to forget anything of Bavli, Yushalmi, whatever. Right? Number one. But the big kula, Pilbul, that you're a machadish, right? Yeah, that the Alter Rebbe holds you're not over an Isser because your personal chidushim, right? Others hold faker. The Iker Isser, the Netziv writes this, the Mashal, which is Mashal that way. I have no time to elaborate the shape. But Musar, the inyan of writing the whole sefer, have whatever ksav amitov. But the importance of writing down your own chidushiter, your own novelle, your own insights. Because today Shas is written, so if I don't forget the place, I'll look it up. But your own personal ideas, right? If you don't write it, then no one will, and you'll forget it. You remember, there's actually a Maisa, Ein Kamek Kuyimli. From the Chemuel, you know the Chemuel Alter? He's the father, the Shver of the Lesim. Hashem Yikim Dom. He wants, there's a letter which is printed. I have it. A letter that he wrote to Rav Shaul Moshe of Yershev. One of the Gan HaGoyim in the Poylum, a big Gerachos. And he said, you remember I once told you a chiddush in the Gemara somewhere in Sanhedrin, and years ago, and I wrote you this, whatever, and I forgot, you liked it, you said it's Karov Le'emes, and I forgot it, and I'm scared I don't want to be over the Isser of Hisham L'charim Alav HaKosu of the Tereb. Please, if you remember, because you're a Gan HaGoyim, please give me, I wrote you a letter, please write, find a Hatoka, a copy, and send me back, because he's very scared of this love. So if the V'yashur says, I don't remember, I don't have a copy, I don't know where it is, but he said, you're not over for to which Nechemula writes back, and this pullet more but in a different way to Rosui, because Chazal say the Kol Ma that Moshe the Eibush to show Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Ma the Talmud Vosik also the Chadash, and the Eibush is Chodi Bilbul Pula Deraisa, and therefore if I forget it's Shasha Balav Avishom. But this is a machloek between the Vershu Rav and the Chemula. See, there's an Isra on Pilpul Shabbat. The Alter Rebbe in Kuntres Acher in Peri Gimel Chatamer said Bechidush Nish Pilpul Peri Yinat Mechuyiv Tzor. And you see that the Netziv and whatever in the Hakam Dover and the Bechatcher says there is. So it's okay. That's number one. Let me ask you another klutzkash. Is there an Isra of Shicha in Torah Shabbat? If you would learn pshat, wait. If you would learn pshat, that the iser of shikha is because you're going to paskin wrongly, as Rabbi Yoyna says in Pergilus, or at the Rav in his first Pergilus, right? So my late, what's Tarshish Avka doing? Right? Hello? Yeah? So I'll read, the Alter Rebbe says here in Perik, in this halacha, right? Chazal learned from this pasuk, Mishamra, that kol ha-toyra kuli, and I'll forget. When the Alter Rebbe ever writes in Torah in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, he refers to Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat. There's a letter the Rebbe wrote, and the famous Maimer of Adakta Ben Zog, where the Alter Rebbe wrote that a person mechuyev to have in his memory all of Torah Shabbat. Someone asked the Rebbe, how could the Alter Rebbe write Kol Torah Shabbat? Dvarim Shabbat Shabbat. Says the Rebbe, answered, you have to remember it, although you can't articulate it verbally. But a person has to have in Zikorin, the MS, and they found a Medrash. And there's a mamash, the biggest raya to Alter Rebbe. The Medrash says, V'chein Moshe Amal Yisrael, Rakishon Lachosh, Menafka Oy, Petishka Dvorim, Ma'os Ha Dvorim Eila. Listen, Dvorim Sha'ata Roya Oyson, Shein Ksuvim Biksav. Remember the words that are written, Pe Yisurim Milavecha, Eil Dvorim Sha'vasati Chabalpeh. Is the Medrash is klar, that the Isra of Shichas HaTorah applies, Sayin Torah Shabbiksav, Sayin Torah Shabbalpeh. Are you with me? Now, you don't got to be a genius. If you hold Keshitas from Chaim Valojner, hello, that there's no Isser Bezman Hazeh in Torah Shabbal Peh after it's written, so why would be there an Isser in Torah Shabbat Ksav? Torah Shabbat, well, they got Chumash and read. Is the Chariah that it applies even, and Chaim Kanievsky track. There's a whole bunch of, there's less Nagar Ubar Nagar Lifik. I've had the time, I would be foul pulling, but trust me, there's no way out of it. Is a charaya that there's also an iser in forgetting Torah Shabbat. The iser in Torah Shabbat itself is a charaya that is iser in Torah Shabbat, even if it's recorded it right. Okay? What pshat? I once heard Tovshin Meh, Parshas Truma, the Rebbe said, if there's an iser of Shichas HaTorah, so how do you understand the Gemara of Metzia, that the Gemara says, Rab Zeira, he fasted 100 fasts to be able to forget Talmud Bavli, to be able to absorb Talmud Yerushalmi. But if the Isra of forgetting, he is not just Yisur, he is be a Dayim, you're doing it a Pu'ula to forget Torah. Although, hello? I'm not going to, the beautiful Sikh of the Rebbe, whatever. The Rebbe wants to say the Chathil, the Rebbe wanted to say, maybe only forgot the pilpul of Talmud Bavli, because Bavli is always whatever, and Yerushalmi is more Chlor straight Tochazi type rather than Toshma type. Yeah? But the Rebbe says in the Chud Mashman de Gemara that he forgot the entire. So of the 100 fasting, he wasn't learning anything of Talmud Bavli. So Akitz Ramat, I'm giving you the Chud of the Sikha. You can find it in yourself in Chelik, Lamedalit, Murray de Sikha. The Rebbe says, even according to the completion of the Rebbe, the Isra of Shicha Satira is not because if you forget Torah, you won't be able to paskin, you won't be able to learn, you won't be able to. It's an Isra Asmi. It's an intrinsic, innate Isra in itself. What's Pshat? The Rebbe explained, based on the Rishonim, the Smagim, the Yireim, Pshat is a person who forgets Torah, is the Chareiv, is the Gemara, felt him in the Chashivus of Torah, right? It's what the Rishonim call the lashon of the smag, a prisha from Torah. You're separating yourself from Torah. A prisha from Torah. That is an oinesh. Will get you. Will knock you down. Then you'll die. Your ba'al becomes chay. Pshat is Torah is chay. And a person who doesn't understand the chshivas of Torah, it's automatically you're perish b'nachayim. You ain't gonna live. It's not as a punishment. It's how Torah is the source of our life. But what happens to a person like Reb Zeir who's fasting 100 fasts to forget Talmud Bavli? But not because he wants perish b'nachayim. On the contrary, there's a deeper, more emistic ashita of the Yushalmi, which he wanted to absorb. So you can't in any stretch of the imagination define that as a prisha b'nachayim kolashen asmag, and therefore he's not over. But that was an evolution to say, if a Torah Shavik Sav and Torah Shavik Peh, you're not allowed to forget. What part of Torah Shavik Peh? Dafka the Gemara and the Halachas, the Iker Taimi Harishayim. The Pilpul Shavik Pilpul, which is wonderful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Choldi Pilpul Uder Aiso. That, you don't find a Chazal were medactic. You have to remember every last Reb Shimon, because that's not necessarily Negeya Lalach. The Iker Psukim, and the Iker Taimei HaTaryag Mitzvahs, and the Iker Taimei HaLocha in Rishonim, which on them, we pass them like the Rosh, like the Rambam, you can't pass in a HaLocha, that you have to remember. Because that's what Torah means. So I thought to myself, Oy Bazoi, let's go back. We have a minute, and Chag HaShuas HaBalateva, everyone stays up the whole night, and they learn. Actually, today it's a minute because people are lazy and people are good for nothing and people are lethargic. And if you'd say take a little shavuot, which you're supposed to, people fall asleep. So eskinu and kama megoyim to keep people awake. You got to tickle their brain cells. You say a pilpul. You say a vort. You tell the story. You make them cry. You make them laugh. You say something creative. But that's not what tikkun leshavuot is. Tikkun leshavuot is the same psukim of Torah. Why is it a funny custom to stay up all night? I always tell people, go finish by Alois HaShachar and go to bed and daven Abba Rabba with Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? But why do people stay up all night? They probably lose the next day they're sitting there or whatever, right? You know? There's a Gemara, the kids are Masa. There's a Gemara, the kids are Nimrits. There's my own Havrokim, Shogisi Hashem Asay Dichav. There's a Gemara in Erev in Dafsamachet, Machloikis. One opinion says, Le'ibra Laila, Elo Lushins, night was created to sleep. Another opinion, Laila was graded what? To sleep. One guy says you sleep for 12 hours a night. The mandal of the Mishnah, all those forms say there's a source to these Machmish, like the, you look at the Megodim Chadoshim and like Gemara, Valdi Gasefer. These Machmish, it's very strong, the end of Boyaz, and the end of Kiddush, various sources say the same word. If there's a machlokes and hirius dafidal, classic machlokes, which is greater, Sinai or Eikar Hor? To learn a lot or to go in depth. If you learn the Iker is Sinai, right? So you have to learn, and you have to chazer over. Night says the Yismachwish and Parshat Emor is Mesugal for chazer, the girsim, to go over. At least the first part of the night, we can talk about whatever, steers, first part of the night is for girsim, to chazer over. But if you hold the Iker is not Sinai, the Iker is what? Oiker Horim. Right? Then go to sleep. Get yourself your 8 hours sleep. Psaka Rambam. Yishnor Baruch Shimon Schneerson said, when he was in Lublin, they were Bachram Mitzam, they learned 2 or 3 hours sleep. Right? Right? And the whole day they walked around like a zombie. And he got a proper sleep. And he was Masliach more than his Chavim. Because, they say if you cut out sleep, I'm a perfect writer, I don't sleep, right? If I walk around like a zombie, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm saying, right? And you waste so much time in the day because you're half in Netherlands, right? Get yourself a good sleep. Oh, so if you hold that the Iker is what? Iker Horin, then Le'ibra Laila El Lashin. So go to sleep, and by the Gemara Vir in that sugi says, Reb Zeira, they told him your Torah is of Chudat Gevaldik. He said these were Torahs of day. Daytime when it's Slula, right? The sun is out. That's the time for Hamokah in Torah, for Iyun of Torah. So the machlik is whether night or day, the fact that the Eden slept by night was not there. And the Abishah wanted them what? To stay up, because the Iker Sinai is. In fact, you should know. Sentence form Eden said, Nasav and Ishmael. At least this obvious Kotzkash that everyone asks, Chazal asks. If the Eden said Nasa of Nishma, so why the Eden Kafalei Hakigis? Because the Eden said Nasa. What does Nasa mean? The Inyankiv brings, right? In Hoirius, Nasa is Keneged Sinai. Nishma, Harvanyu, right? Hello, are you with me? So the Eden were mocked in Nasa of Nishma because Sinai, Vayikaharim, Sinai, Shalchu Mitam, Hakol Tzrichel Amorei Dechit, right? Oh, Yes, hello. So the Eibush, the fourth want is that you should not just be a bookie, and you know, there was a guy who used to learn Dafyomi. As you turn the pages, he said, like exit sketch, it was a game when I was a kid in America. You write on it, and then you turn it. And this guy said, I'm a Oretz in Ganshas. Right? Today, the Chosefer writes, he writes about himself. The Chosefer was Rabbi Shkomi Aguru. Today, if you don't have the Chizdas and the Shmaitzi, you're not a Falpo, you won't even remember anything. You don't have a Gishmak, you don't have a Horevani. So therefore, the Chazal or Messiah, we say no, more Mufulpul the Kederach, because otherwise we'll remember nothing. Over the Iker Sinei Vayikahorim, Sinei Odom. So what did the Abrish said? You thought you want a Gishmak, he took the mountain, even if and what? And it was Oikirim. To teach it, there's a Milo also in being Oikirim. Which is, by the way, remember Yankov Avinu? Hello, Derech Agav. Which night did he sleep? Rashi says that night. Over the 14 years in Shever, he didn't sleep. Yeah. It means that the Iker Yankov Avinu was what? A Pshat man. Yankov Avinu was a Sinai man. A Sinai man doesn't sleep at night. He's Iker, he's in Digirsa. Remember Rivka said, take the big, the Ace of Hachamudis, right? What did Yankov say? I know the Ace of it is. Sayer, right? He's airy. We're like Mesalful Besayer, he's Salful Vermecha. He's a Mafalpul and he's a Tar. Amkin. Or Vanoyah Ish Cholok. I'm glad. I'm a man who's seen it, not Oikahor. Right? And therefore, Yankee, when he gave the Brach of Yitlach Adim Talashamayim, the Iker is what? Sinev, as the Forshim say, Sinev Oikahorim, Sinev. He was scared of Pilpul, he'd get a Valgaiva, your head begins to swell. Rivka said, oh, like he lost them and they leave it to me. You need both the emesis. Oh, but where do you start from? The Gemara says, first I burned out to be Geirus, and afterwards he could. That's, by the way, is the Machlikas throughout Shas. We say in the Zmir Shabbos. Elahorim Esa'enai, Kehila El Veloi, Kishab. What's Hilal Shammai? The Gemara says, Chagiga, Kitzer Nimrits, if you chapit, you chapit. Which came first, Shammai and Voritz? Beishamay says Shemayim and then Oret. Beish like Shemayim and Oret. Beish Hillel said, "Beishamay says Hashem Elikim Eretz Beishamayim." What did the Eibush create Eretz from? Chochma. Hashem the Chochma Yosar Oret. Koyin and Shemayim Betzvun. Chochma is the kudus, the information. Bina is the Hoven Dor, a Pilpul, a Pshimen, a Brachbet, the Rulam. Right? Which is more important, the Sinai or Gehorim? That's the Machlok of Hillel Beishamay. The Shittas in the Gemara said Yevamis Beishamay were Mechadet Dikvei, and Beish Hillel were what? The Roy, the Gemara Brachas, Tadir v'Kudish, which is Odif? No, Beis Shammai says Tadir Odif, and Beis Hillel says Beis Shammai says v'Kudish Odif, and Beis Hillel says Tadir. It's the Shittasim, because Gemara Tadir constant learning a pilpul a gishmak that's v'Kudish. It's a Shittasim. They have Elahorim as a Einay Achukah Bar Sinai, which is the Indian of Sinai. Ooh, Gehillel v'Loi Kishamah. And that's why Rav Yosef said, "Ilav Hayoyim the Kagorim." The MS, the Ebrister said, "How many days to prepare for Matan Torah? 2 days." Hoistif Yemecha the Gemara Shabbos, Yemecha Bidaitik. Says the Ksav Soifers, but that Soifers, but why? Because Moshe 2 days. Moshe gave was Noyik to Ayin the Gemara says, and he gave a third day to prepare for the Pilpul of Torah. Ilule Hayoyim the Kagorim that Moshe was Moshe the Pilpul of Torah. Kama Yud, everyone would be a Bechinas Torah, so Bechinas Torah. You would appreciate the Sinai Vayikaharim, Sinai Odom. You got my, hello, anyone out there? By the way, this is Katan Koirach. Koirach she pikeach oyim. Right? And with minoisia orin marol ishtuzeh, chadal se eino hitiyose. What's the Tukher? Said, I have no time to elaborate. In the midas of the orin, 2.5 Oirach and 1.5 Reuchiv. Oirach and Reuchiv, the Sefer told us, from the son of the Beis, from the Beis of Kairo, Beis Yosef says, Oirech is Sinai, understand, getting the whole picture, and Reuchav is depth, profundity, sagacity, which is bigger, the Oirech or the Reuchav? Oirech. Is the Charei that Sinai v'Gaharim? Sinai Odom. Why is it all half me? This is your head shouldn't swell you, but about Gaiva, you said, I'm not Bilpul, you feel good. Is your only half, right? Over Koirach, Shepikeyach, and he was from the Noisea Oren. So he realized that the Oren is only half means. And he knew the Midas of the Oren. And he realized that Sinai v'Gaharim, Sinai Odom. And Moshe Rabbeinu was beginning to see it, because there's nothing, v'Gaharim. He got it all, he didn't have to be Falpul. They just told him everything. Over Koirach, Shepikeyach, he was the Chaganza of London. Because the emes's pilpul was given for what? was given only for Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe was Noyik Toiva Ayin, and he gave it to Kal Yisrael. So the Ayin Toiva that was set in Svarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu what gave to Kal Yisrael, the Pilpul, he said that's the Iker, and therefore he held that Iker Harim is greater than Sinai, and therefore Kairach held that I'm greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Ha Yoytzi Mikol Hanalis, you need both. You need you have to start with learning a lot. A person has to learn Bavli, Yerushalmi, all Chazal, you have to know. And then you should know the brisker of. You know, everyone learns Shitas Brisker, Chaim was having the yeshiva, and all the yeshivas learn Brisker Derech. Yeah? Bulun. Chaim Valojan, Chaim Brisker was making a Shitta for his son, Revel, the Grizz. And the Machs Avram was involved, the Bregerov. So he said, Voskenner, you know, speak a shidduch, Venus, I can't help us. Help us. So the Bregerov says, Briskerov, das ist es, help us, big deal, you know. So Chaim Davi, der Chalib and Yeshivas, by mir as a person is Mephalpul, and I can't shast us by definition of Pilpul for them. The person needs to be the Morit Chita, needs to be of Sinai, to learn a lot. And then to be mafalpul that a person have a geshmak and a koch and a lintayr. And then you come to a shleim, and that's why I think the night of. Why does it might to go through just to say chaz, say psukim, say oisius atoyra to kedusha? Not because it's very geshmak, not because I understand it, not because I have a bigger b'chayim here, a tudinim. Poshut to say oisius atoyra that whenever I say divrei toyra, the Eberster is koyra v'shoyna v'oisik b'toyra kenegdoi. So you're attaching yourself not in the chokhma of toyra, but in the likus, the ruchnius of toyra, and that way, once you attach yourself to the Eberster, toyra is munach b'zikaron, and toyra achieves all they're supposed to achieve in our lives.
Oh, yeah, I know.